soundingthealarm.com. Warning, the events and issues of this broadcast are real and eternal.
This is Trevor Davis sounding the alarm on July 2nd, 2015. We're nearing the approach of the absolute hour, the moment of the return of the King, Jesus Christ, who went away on a far journey, but he gave his porters a command to watch and to pray and to be doing faithfully as the Lord would direct his people. Because in an hour and in a day that you think not, the Lord says, I will come suddenly. Like lightning that will go from one end of heaven to the other, from the east to the west, so shall my coming be. And to those that are religious but do not know the Lord Jesus, that have not been faithful to love him, to walk with him, to hear his voice, to look longingly for his return, he will come as an hour like a thief comes when the householder did not perceive that he'd be robbed that night, and there'd be weeping and gnashing of teeth. And that of the 10 virgins, as all were asleep, unaware, when the cry came at midnight, the master comes. And the 10 virgins scurried to grab their lamps, but 5 were wise and already had oil, and the lamps were burning bright in the dark hour, in the midnight hour, and they could see. They had total perception. What was right? What was true? What was a stumbling block? What was a crooked path? What was a straight path? But the foolish had no oil for the lamp, and they had no light. Too late. That's the reason why the Spirit of the Lord is calling the disciples of Jesus to urge people in the highways, the byways, the here and there. And even as the Lord Jesus Christ would speak in a temple that was empty, and speak in synagogues that were religious, places of worship, but there were perhaps a few sheep amongst Israel and Judah, in the land of Israel and Judah that was occupied by Rome, Herod and Pilate. And Jesus would speak the words of the Father that the Lord had ordained him to speak. Where to go, what to do, what to say, when and how and why. And that is what the Lord has given his servants a commission to do. Go forth in my name, teaching them to keep all that I've commanded them. Make disciples of all nations, teaching them to observe all these things. Behold, I'm with you always, even unto the end of the age. And we're wrapping this up. That's why we're talking today. Religion is the same, ladies and gentlemen. It's the same that's been in the book, the Bible. It was written so we'd have a record to look. What to do, what not to do. And what's amazing is the religious system that was refusing to love the Lord God who called them to abide in with him and to worship him in spirit and truth. No, they didn't. And they would be religious and hypocrites. And they became degenerated, a degenerated plant with vile fruit. And the Lord would send prophets to speak, oh, come back. I'll forgive you, the Lord would say. But no, they wouldn't. And they'd kill the prophets. But they had esteemed the soothsayers, smoothsayers, those that would speak a false word and encourage those that are in sin to continue in the way of sin. Same is true today. The same caste of people, the same nature of people that were Pharisees, scribes, elders, Sadducees, Herodians, the elders, the rulers of the synagogues, those that refused to follow Jesus, that had a place in executing Jesus and persecuting the early church and even killing apostles and disciples of Jesus, are the same ones that are called builders. They reject the cornerstone. They have something else as the cornerstone. Themselves, their own ideas, their own agenda. They're like Saul. They want to be supreme over the people. And they'll talk of religion because it sells well. They sound trumpets before their great works. To be seen of men. They love titles. Oh, they love to be heard praying and sounding spiritual, contrary to the teachings of Jesus. Big words, long prayers. God hates it. But in the early days of the 2,000 years ago, the same people, the Pharisees, the scribes, the builders, created institutional denominations of Christianity. This is why they have the same fingerprints. They love titles. They love temples. They love structures and institutions. They love hypocrisy. They're in disobedience to the Lord. They love to put people in bondage. But they're pedophiles, adulterers, pornographers, boastful, arrogant, proud, vain, and liars. Why do people pursue these things? Why do people stay in these systems that are contrary to the Lord? Well, many, many, many people are in the valley of decision right now. You're going to have to decide, are you going to serve the Lord in his kingdom, which has no observation in the earth today, according to Luke 17? Or are you going to stay part of the religion of man, the temples of man, brick and mortar, with titles, accolades, and praise and facade, joining with Caesar, joining with the governments that are in absolute rebellion, that are antichrist? Psalms 2, Acts 4. Same is true today. There's one church, one ecclesia, one called out people. It's not a brick and mortar temple. It's not here or there. And when they tell you it's here or there, don't follow them nor go after them, is what Jesus instructed. But many people do. Are you going to follow the Lord who bought you by his own blood, redeemed you from transgression through the offering of his body, through the Holy Spirit? Or are you going to stay in religion? You can't be both. You can't be in light and darkness. You can't be in the kingdom of the world and the kingdom of God. You have to submit to from your heart unto the Lord Jesus Christ. Lip service doesn't mean a hill of beans. But sawdust. God is looking for regenerated, born again sons of God through Jesus Christ that are born again, not of blood, not of flesh, not of man, nor by the will of man, but of God. You must be born again. You must repent and fall upon the rock and be obedient to the Lord Jesus Christ. There's but one leader, one arche, one archon. That means ruler. It's Jesus. He's the shepherd. He's the apostle. He's the prophet. He's the teacher. He's the master. He's the Christ. Ladies and gentlemen, there are no other mediators. Isn't it interesting that Roman Catholicism, like Judaism that killed Jesus, read what is said in 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, 14 through 18. Read what is said in Matthew 21, 42 through 45. If you're not going to obey the Lord Jesus Christ, you become his enemy. He removes it like he did with Saul, King Saul. Saul, in the New Testament, there was a Pharisee of Pharisees of the tribe of Benjamin, pertaining to the law, was zealous, blameless, killing Christians, persecuting the church, ravaging it. But he did those things in ignorance and unbelief, he said. And the resurrected Lord Jesus Christ appeared to Paul. Who are you, Lord? I'm Jesus, whom you persecute. Ladies and gentlemen, what you do to the least of these, my brethren, Lord said, you've done it unto me. And a lot of people are going to be called on the carpet for what you've done to disciples of Jesus, the lambs, the sheep. Do you lord over God's flock, God's heritage? Have you rebelled against the Lord and disobeying his teaching and made yourself a ruler, a master, a Christ over God's heritage? Violating 1 Peter 5, 1 through 3? Whoa. But as Acts 13 is the word of the Lord today, where the true servants of the Lord hearken to the voice of King Jesus Christ who speaks from heaven. They hear his voice in their hearts. And then you have the Magi, the Magus, the false magician workers, soothsayers, diviners, prophesiers, the wise ones like Elymas, Bar-Jesus, he had two names. It's all about the money, buddy. They want your money, and they want to be your Lord. But not Apostle Paul. 2 Corinthians 11, he was jealous over the people. He cared. He was passionate to present them to Jesus as a chaste virgin, as a bride unto Christ. Similarly to the greatest prophet that ever was, John the Baptist, the forerunner to King Jesus, he said, I'm not even worthy to untie his shoe. He was preparing a way in the wilderness, baptizing people into repentance, and crowds of people of religious land were coming out into the valleys to be baptized, to hear the message, to hear the prophet, to hear the word of the Lord. Even the religious people came out, the Pharisees. What's going on out here? And John said, oh, you vipers, you den of thieves. Who's warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Bring therefore the fruit worthy of repentance. Jesus has the fan in his hands, and he will thoroughly purge his floor. And every branch that does not bear fruit will be broken down and thrown into the fire. And Jesus Christ, coming in white garments with a myriad of angels in the glory of the Father like lightning, will sever to the wicked their due. And the hypocrites shall be severed and given their portion with the hypocrites. And there shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Ladies and gentlemen, you're not hearing this in church land, in the schism, the seditions, and the divisions of religion, but in the true body of Christ, where Jesus is head, and his Lord, his voice is Lord, his voice is supreme. And the servants of the Lord that serve the Lord and are brethren with each other have the same spirit, the same mind, and they glorify Jesus. And they seek to bring glory to him, like Paul. I tell you, there's a great clash between religion and the kingdom of God. And God commands all men everywhere to repent. And God commands all men to not speak that Jesus is Lord, but to truly make him Lord. Why do you call me Lord and don't do the things I say? Jesus said. Luke 6:46. He is the Lord. And as he comes in lightning with myriad of angels, he will turn his white garments blood red in the blood of his enemies. The religious, the hypocrites, and those that would not serve him, he said, bring them before me and slay them. Many, many, many know that Jesus is Lord. They know the gospel is true, but they've held it back in unrighteousness. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness. Because that which may be known of God is manifest in them, for God has showed it unto them. God has revealed it, ladies and gentlemen. He's been kind. He's been slow. But he's letting the cup of iniquity overflow. And then, at the appointed time, he will bring judgment through Jesus Christ. Oh, you're beckoned to come to the Lord humbly, to seek him with all your heart, to fall prostrate, to break up your fallow ground, your hardened heart. Circumcise your heart. Cut away the hardness, the flesh. Repent. Turn away from the world. Turn away from your own self-idolatry, serving your own needs and will and wishes and lusts. But turn to the Lord and serve him joyfully. The way of a transgressor's heart. The way of the obedient is blessed. Choose. Choose who you will serve.